I'm joined by Khalood, who's an eyewitness to the funeral that's taking place in Bahrain. What have you been seeing today, Khalood?
Well, the crowd, the scene is just unbelievable. There are thousands upon thousands of people on the road, just all gathering up, heading all the way from Day, which is a little village where the young man who died yesterday is from, all the way to the cemetery in Jithub. And they were just moving the body in a procession and just heading there, which is what we just saw.
And are they chanting?
A lot of chanting, a lot of chants to improving them to stop violence against people.
But are they explicitly chanting against the regime there?
I think, yes, there were definitely some chants against the regime at this point. The crowd was getting angrier and angrier.
And are they holding up placards, or is it much more of a sort of a funeral atmosphere?
To be honest, there were a lot of Bahraini flags, a lot of signs that says that we were peaceful, we were holding peaceful signs, and this is what we get in return. So,
there were reports of trouble this morning when one of the mourners was killed. Did you witness that?
No, I was not there, but I just heard from the news and Twitter and all the different news agencies that there was another young man that was killed in the procession heading from the hospital for the first victim.
But I
have no confirmed news on that.
What you've seen has been peaceful?
It's been peaceful, but people are angry. They are very frustrated, and they're really, really angry.
And can you see the security forces? How are they handling the funeral?
I cannot. They're just marching and chanting, so there's nothing violent so far. So, which is quite amazing given the amount of crowd that I've seen and the anger that some people feel. But it's been peaceful so far. Nothing's happened. I don't see any. In the middle of the little square between the two villages, and I don't see any police, riot police or anything. I'm assuming they're at the outskirts of the area, but nothing inside.
And has the funeral actually taken place now?
The funeral, I think they're burying him right now. They're inside the cemetery, and so they're burying him.
And what do you think is going to happen over the next few hours?
I have no idea. I'm assuming that people are going to keep marching and they'll head to some central place and get all these people. But it's been announced that people will be marching again tomorrow for the funeral of the second guy who died today, tomorrow morning.
And does it feel to you as if the same kind of thing that we've seen in Tunisia and Egypt is going to happen in Bahrain?
I have no idea. To be honest, I'm not sure if it's exactly the same situation, but this is definitely a lot more than what a lot of people expected when you heard that there was going to be some protests yesterday. This is unbelievable. Nobody expected it to have this much turnout.
And this is unprecedented in Bahrain.
Well, Bahrain has had a history of a lot of protests happening. This is not the first time that the Bahraini people go down the street and protest, but what's really different from this is that I have not seen that many people trying so hard to control the crowd and show some restraint and not do anything other than peaceful protest. This is a completely different feel to this time. It's just people are not used to this. You just automatically assume that if there are protests, there are going to be people just instigating violence or just do something to get people angry, or this is just completely different.
They're
just marching, they're just chanting, and they want reform. That's all they want.
The estimates for the numbers there are, Associated Press say about 10,000 people. From what you're saying, it sounds like there's more, or would 10,000 be about
right? I think there's more. I can see people as far as my eyes can see, and they've been marching for quite some time. So, to be honest, it's just It's most probably more. It could be 20. It's just they're just there. I cannot see an end to it, to be honest. I need to move a little bit to be able to make a better estimate, maybe.
Okay. Well, perhaps we'll speak to you again. Thanks very much for now, though.
All right.